So reading that many of us who have been in church for a while will know. But Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6 says this: trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. Well, today we're celebrating Father's Day. And we're honouring the men of the church, our fathers, grandfathers, father figures. As I said at the start of this service, we appreciate that this can be a difficult day for some. And so what we're going to do is we are going to honour, and we do honour the men in our church, because they are a huge example within the life and faith of our church family. And so we honour you. And we thank you. We thank you for standing up for faith when it can be easier to compromise. We thank you for being an example to each one of us in the church as to what it looks like to love and honour Jesus with our lives. And so thank you. But what we want to acknowledge is that we have a Heavenly Father who is perfect. And he's our example to all of us. And so we're going to lift our eyes to the greatest Father of all, to our Heavenly Father. And we want to talk this morning just very briefly about what it means to trust him. Just as we were preparing this service, this verse was the one that just stood out. And I wonder for you what a perfect father would look like. I wonder for you what the dad that you of your dreams would look like. See, a good father isn't just someone who provides and protects. A good father is somebody that we can trust. We can trust through all things, that we know will be there for us. Someone that we know will keep their promises, big and small. Someone we know loves us. It's exactly what Proverbs says about our Heavenly Father. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your paths straight. God is a Father that we can trust. Even when we don't understand what's happening, we know that he sees the bigger picture. He knows the way and he never stops caring for his children. So, Reuben, my son, come here. It's your turn to wear one of these. So if you put that on, right, what we're going to do, let's make it a little bit tricky. Okay, I'm simply going to direct you from here to the back of the room. Okay, which direction do you think the back of the room is? Over there. Yeah.
That way.
Yeah. Okay, great. So, stop. Do you think you could do it on your own without me directing you?
No.
Okay. So, what I want you to do is I want you to turn to your left until I say stop. Oh, until I say stop. Stop. Okay, walk forward. Stop. Turn to your right until I say stop. Walk forward. Oh. And stop. Turn to your left. And again. Stop. Oh, there we go. No, turn to your right. Stop. Okay. There we go. Walk forward. Stop. Turn to your right. A little bit to your right. Walk forwards. A little bit to your left. Now walk forwards. Now you can run as fast as you like. And you made it to the back. Round of applause. Just one bruise. I'm not the perfect father. How did that feel? Did you feel like you knew where you were going? No. Did you? You thought you were right the way over there, did you? So it was really confusing as to which direction you were going in. You can put that back there. Did you find it easy to trust what I was saying to you? Not at all. I am winning at being a dad. See, Reuben couldn't see, but he had to trust his father's voice. He had to trust his father's voice to make it safely across the room. This is the picture of trusting God, that we might not see where we're going, we may not understand, but we have to trust the Father's voice. We watched this video of Rick and Dick Hoyt earlier, just now, and it redefines what strength is, I think. That strength is not measured by what so many people measure it by with independence, but actually the strength is measured by trust. That they had to trust each other. And Rick, born with cerebral palsy, he couldn't speak and he couldn't walk, but his heart burned to do something, to be involved in something. And his father, Dick, answered that call. And as you watch other videos about them as a family, the journey was not easy, the path wasn't clear, but step by step, mile by mile, they moved forward. And Rick depended on his father, not leaning on what seemed possible or understandable, but trusting his dad to safely bring him to the finish line. Rick's dream was to be involved in those races, and it happened. See, we don't always see what lies ahead. We don't always see what's in the path before us. Life can be confusing. It can be scary. But the invitation is to listen to our Father's voice through his word, through prayer, through the Spirit, him guiding us step by step. And we may not understand every twist and turn, but we can trust that he does. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. See, this isn't partial trust. This isn't trusting him when everything's going well. When you understand everything, it's saying, I will trust you in every moment with all that I am. In the confusion, in the pain, through every emotion, when it feels like he's silent, we trust him. See, we often trust God with some areas of our life, but we don't trust him maybe with every area of our life, and we keep some things under our own control. Maybe we trust him with our friendships, but do we trust him with our finances? We trust him with our eternity, but what about our present decisions and moments right now? God is asking for our whole heart to fully trust him. And we can, because it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. It's hard, isn't it? Does anyone find trusting God easy? If you're following Jesus, is trusting God easy? I think we can say across the board, it's hard to trust God because we live in a world that teaches us to rely on ourselves. Follow your instincts. Follow your heart. Trust your instincts. You know what's best for you. But the Bible says that actually our understanding is quite limited. We don't get to see the full picture, but God does. This means that we can trust him. Doesn't mean that we don't plan. Doesn't mean that we don't think things through and live into our decisions. God has given us the wisdom gifts that we spoke of a couple of weeks ago. But it does mean that we submit to him and we trust him, not just as our guide, not just as a genie that we rub when we need him, but in all things. Verse goes on, in all your ways acknowledge him. Not just with the big, huge decisions, but with every decision, big and small. In your relationships, in your work, in your attitude, in your thoughts, acknowledge him. To acknowledge him means to recognize him as Lord of every area of your life, increasingly surrendering to him. It's an active awareness and going, God, I invite you into this moment. We were speaking as a small group on Wednesday about those moments where you just pause and you would plow on by yourself, but you just stop and pause and invite God into those moments. And it's been amazing to see how he changes the fruit of our life and the choices that we make. It's living in such a way that says, God, you're not just part of my life, you are the center of it. So the invitation is to invite him into every moment of our day. When we're nervous at school, we can invite him in. It's exam season. We can invite him in. When we're at work, when we're with our family, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. That's the promise, that he will make your path straight. Doesn't mean the road will always be easy or that we won't face difficulty. But it does mean that we can trust God to lead us in the right direction, that he will get us to the finish line. And just like Reuben had to trust my voice to guide him across the room, we need to trust God's voice. We may not always see where he's leading us, but he knows the way better than we do. He's been through life before us, and he's with us, and he knows the way, and he loves us. And his promise is that he is with us to the very ends of the age. So we can trust our Heavenly Father's voice instead of grasping for our own understanding. Maybe trusting God might mean praying when you're scared or knowing he's with you at school or when you're feeling lonely. It might mean trusting God with your family right now, your job, your health, your future, when things feel uncertain. For all of us, it means remembering that God is not just a father. He is our perfect Father, and he never lets us go, and he always hears us, and he's always leading us with love. He is trustworthy. He is faithful, and he's inviting us to trust him with our whole heart and every moment of our lives. And so what we want to do right now is normally on these days, Mother's Day, Father's Day, Christmas, we give out gifts. And we will give, Mother's Day, we gave out flowers to all the women in the church. But what I want to do this time is I've got a gift for everybody in the church. Because we all need to be reminded that God is our perfect Heavenly Father. And so I asked Bella and Reuben if they could help me to hand these out. Oh, you poured hot chocolate down you. The reality of... That's all right, mate. So should we hand those round? Give these to every single person in church? Great. And we're going to give one to every single person. And this is our gift to you on this Father's Day, that we'd be reminded that we can trust him. And you can trust him because he's trustworthy. And so this is a little key ring that says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. And in all your ways acknowledge him and make your path straight. And the reason that we're giving these out is because you can put them on your keys, or you could put them somewhere where you use it in daily life. And it's a little reminder. Maybe when something's overwhelming you, you can look at that key ring and be reminded that God is someone that can be trusted. Maybe close that gap between just going in on your own strength and just stopping and pausing and saying, I trust you. And letting that be a little reminder in our everyday life. So as these are being given out, I just want to invite Lorraine just to come forward. And she's going to lead this next moment for us.
John asked if I could do a creative prayer. And I texted him back and said, what is creative prayer? And he said, I'm not sure. It just sounded good. So I've got some paints here. And as we know, John is our pastor. And I thought we could all just put paint on our hands. And then we're going to come and lay hands on John. Would that be creative enough for you, do you think? You'll be a bit clearer next time you ask me to do something. Okay, is that okay? You can put them down, Reuben. I'm not actually going to. No, we won't actually do it. But John, how nervous were you there?
Very nervous.
But you know me. Is that the problem? He did at the beginning say, would he have to go home and shower? And I didn't really know how to answer that. I said, you know me, Johnny. And he said, yes, that's the problem. I know you. But it's about how much we know God. And that is my firm belief, is the more that we know somebody, the more we know their character, the easier it is to trust them. And so we're going to bear that in mind as we pray. So we are going to do a bit of creative, not with paint, unless you want to at the end. There will be an opportunity if you were disappointed that there would be no paint, but it will not be on John. But we are going to use our hands if you are able to and willing to. But if you don't want to, you can just visualize, because God has given us an amazing brain. So if you would like to, you can just put your hands together like you would in prayer. You don't have to hold it up to your face. But if you would like to, just put your hands together and let's close our eyes. Father God, we just thank you for the laughter that we've had today. Also for some tears as we were watching that very moving video. Thank you, Father, that you are the Lord of all, even our emotions. And none of our emotions are bad. All of our emotions point us to what is going on inside of us. And so we thank you for all the emotions that we've had today. But Father, I know that for many of us, we may have a feeling of anxiety or worry, perhaps of dread, fear. And it's that we bring before you now, Lord, because that tells us that there's something that we are holding on to, that we are trying to control ourselves, something that we are trusting and leaning on our own understanding for. And you know that, Lord, and we are human, and that's okay. But your word says that we can just come into your presence with thanksgiving, and we can make our requests known to God. And as we lift them up to you, as we allow praise to shape our worries into prayers, the peace of God that passes understanding can come in and settle us down. And so, Father, as we hold our hands together, either physically or imagining ourselves doing it, we bring to mind something that is worrying us, something that is causing us anxiety or fear or dread. And it could be something so small compared to the problems that we see in the world. But Lord, if it's big to us, it's big to you. And so we hold that and we imagine ourselves holding that now in our hands, tightly, our hands clasped together or held together. And it's hard to let go, Lord. It's hard to let somebody else in when we've been holding on to something for so long. But thank you, Lord, that as we breathe in and breathe out, we breathe in all the memories of the good things that you have done for us in the past. How do we know that God is good? What things have happened in the past? What things have we been worried about in the past that haven't happened or haven't worked out as badly as we thought they might? Where have we seen other people's prayers been answered or our own prayers answered? Perhaps in ways we didn't expect, but knowing that God is there. As we breathe in and as we breathe out, bring to mind, Lord, all those things that help us to know you. And the more of you we know, the more of you we can trust. And so if you feel able, just breathing in and breathing out, perhaps just even noticing the part of your body that you're holding that stress or anxiety or worry. Perhaps it's in the pit of your stomach, in your neck, in your shoulders, in your chest. Just notice where it is and just carry on breathing, breathing in and breathing out. Just remembering all the good things that God has done. The best of all is that he's given us breath and he's given us eternal life. Just breathing in and breathing out. And perhaps as you do that, your hands might be able to just open up and you can either place them on your legs, palms down, just showing surrender and letting go and placing it before the Father. But if you're not ready for that yet, that's okay. You can still have your hands together in your mind or really. And perhaps as you're breathing in and out, you can even turn palms facing up. And that's just such a sign of trust. And that can go before any feelings because trust is a choice. And Father, we choose to trust you this morning. And Father, if we don't know you enough to trust you enough for the thing that we're holding on to, we pray that you show us. Teach us, show us how to love you. Show us how to know you more, so that as we know you more, we can trust you more. And perhaps in days and weeks to come, we will be able to open up our hands fully in surrender, lifted up to you, Lord, saying, Father, we trust in you with all our hearts, and we do not lean on our own understanding, but in all our ways, we acknowledge you, and you will make our paths straight. In Jesus' name, amen.